Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is BJ Chambers here at ICAM Financial, and I'm going to, you know, share with you guys my step-by-step in-home presentation that I've used for many years in offering final expense. You know, the close ratio is, you know, 90% or better if done properly, guys. And so it's literally, and, you know, every client is not cookie cutter, right? People are different. People have different needs. They have different desires. They have different reasons for buying. But at the end of the day, the process still needs to be the same. You still need to have something, some efficient process in your sales presentation so you're not all over the place. You think about it from anything that you've purchased, there's a process to it, right? So you may go through and something that comes to mind is a drive-thru. You go through a drive-thru at your favorite fast food restaurant. Their process is pretty much the same. Every car has a different order. You know, this car may have a cheeseburger. The car behind it may have a chicken sandwich, but it really doesn't matter. Their process is still going to be the same. You're going to tell them what you want at a little microphone. Maybe they verify the order by putting up the streamlined process so you actually see your order on a screen. You know what your total is. You pull around to window number one. Somebody collects your money and gives you change, and they tell you to drive to the next window. Nowadays, it's become so pretty much understood by most people. You don't even have to be instructed to drive to the second window. You know the process. You've done it many, many times. The difference here is for your final expense client, this is not something that you buy four or five times a week or four or five times a month. So basically, when they pull up to your speaker, you're walking through the process. So if you think about it from mentally from that standpoint, that you're walking them through a process, guys. You have, we talked about last week, your primary objective in with your initial contact is to get to the kitchen table, right? So whether that's by appointment setting, whether that's by door knocking, your primary objective is to get to that kitchen table. Now we're talking about what to do once you sat down at the kitchen table to get them to the application, get the application completed. Now understand, if you've gone through this point, you're sitting down at the kitchen table, that's the equivalent of them pulling up to your drive-through speaker, all right? And you've got to think about it from that standpoint because they've gone through, you know, many processes. Number one, they either went on to Facebook or they sat down and filled out a direct mail reply card or they spoke with someone in a call center about final expense. But they've taken not only that initial step, right, understanding what it is, but they've also taken an even bigger step to allow you into their home and to at their kitchen table where they conduct their family business. So they've gotten over not one but two hurdles. So imagine if you are, you know, the person at the, you know, you drive across town, you decide, gosh, I am hungry, you know, I want to get something to eat. So you drive down your local main thoroughfare there, and you see a bunch of, you got Wendy's, Jack in the Box, McDonald's. You say, I'm going to pull into Wendy's. Now, so you pull into Wendy's, right? Now, I don't think the person, and I could be mistaken, but I'm pretty sure of this, the person who, when you pull up on the other side with the headset on, they're not going to say, are you hungry? Would you like something to eat? Absolutely not. If you've gone through this point, you've driven past Wendy's or you've driven past Jack in the Box and McDonald's, you turn into their drive-thru, you've gotten to this point, you're hungry. They just got to help you to walk you through the process, guys. So the same thing here. If you've gone to that kitchen table, it's just all downhill. The business is yours. You've just got to be able to walk them through the process. So if you got to think, you have to think about it mentally from that standpoint. And so I think where a lot of agents go wrong, and so the process I'm going to give you here, the simple process, the biggest part of that is having the confidence and the understanding that you're not there to see if they want final expense. They haven't gone through this process to see if they want final expense. This is not a luxury item, guys. This is a need item. So if you've gotten to this point, they want it. It's just up to you to make them feel comfortable in the process and walk them through it. So you've got to have that confidence. That is the absolute key. So you start out, and here's my little quick seven-step process when you get in the house. Seven sounds like a lot, but it's really not, okay? It's a quick seven-step process that you use in this few minutes that you're in the home. This presentation shouldn't take you more than 12 minutes, you know, from start to finish. And, you know, you sit down with them, you come in the house. Number one is the warm-up, okay? And by warm up, this is course advocacy sales 101. So many of you on the call have been years of experience selling. So it's good to hear this again. And some of you guys are fairly new at selling, and ladies are new at selling. So this may be some new tips for you to hear. But at the end of the day, what you want to do? There's an old saying that God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason, right? So we can do half as much talking as we do listening. So in the warm-up, it's about getting your client to feel comfortable with you. And in doing so, you've got to listen to them. You've got to allow them to be able to talk about themselves. The more that people open up to you, the more comfortable they are with you. So, again, this is kind of sales 101 for some of you guys, but you walk into their home, literally everything about their life you're being immersed in. So if they have a family, chances are there are pictures of their family around the house. If they're a billiards player, I've got my father-in-law's huge into billiards. So he's got these trophies all over his house. And so if you were to walk in there, you can instantly start a conversation with him. You know what to start a conversation about, even if that's not something you're interested in. So ask about the things that you see around their home. But you have to be genuine and sincere when you do this, guys, because it's not – if you don't take an interest in it, if you're not interested, then people can spot a phony a mile away. So you've got to have a genuine interest in wanting to help your clients. But notice these things and get them talking. Ask questions. One mistake, and a lot of agents will do this. It comes natural, right? You meet somebody new, whether it's in an elevator or at a restaurant. You strike up a conversation, you start talking. The one thing you don't want to do in a sales situation is get into the one-upmanship, right? So if you notice that the person is, has a kid who's in college, right? You don't want to talk about the fact that your kid is the valedictorian, or I've got this. Oh, I do that too, but I do it so much better. Yeah. Oh, wow. You've got a 1957 such and such. Oh, I've got the updated version with the lift kit. You don't want to get into the one-upmanship. So what you want to do is take a genuine interest in what it is that that they have and their accomplishments and their family. And typically what I find in the warm-up is talk more about family, because at the end of the day, that's the reason why you're there. This is an emotional sale. This is something that they're never going to get a benefit from. They're getting it for someone else. So getting them to connect with their family and talk about their family is sort of sets the mood, if you will, for the date. So warm up is first step. Step number two is explain final expense. Now this may sound very sort of elementary, but you want to explain final expense. You don't want to assume. Now it's sort of like you don't want to assume that the person understands all the things that we know about insurance. There's a reason why they've been apprehensive about making a step to this point, or they may have had something before and it didn't work out because it was unaffordable, or it didn't work out because it wasn't what they were expecting. Someone gave them put them on a term where all of a sudden that their payments are going up and they weren't expecting that, or all sorts of things. So don't assume that they explain. So you want to explain it, but explain it in a way that's where you're not condescending. Listen, Mrs. Smith, there are several different types of final expense options that are available there. So I want to kind of explain to you what your options are and what's available, okay? And so what I do is I basically explain that there are three types. One, you've got your term, right, which is like you see those wonderful commercials for New York Life with AARP. They offer term products for seniors. And term's a great option, but for some people. But understand how term works is your price and your policy is only good for a certain term, hence that phrase, term. So meaning after 1 year, or it could be 3 to 5 years, your premiums are going to increase. So it's not a permanent policy. The types of policies that I offer are permanent, so that once you qualify, once you have the coverage in place, it will never change. Okay, your payments will never increase, and your benefits will never decrease. Another type of policy that's available out there is what's called a guaranteed issue. Now, in some cases, that may be what some people qualify for, and what that means is that though there are no health questions asked, there is a waiting period. So typically it's 2 to 3 years, which means that if something happens to you during that waiting period, that your family will not get the full benefits. So if you've got a $10,000 policy, they will not receive that full benefit within that first 2 years. Now, the type of policy that we offer is immediate benefit if you qualify, meaning that if you take this policy out today and something happens to you next week, it's going to pay your family the full benefit, okay? So now, in understanding what final expense is and kind of how it works and the different options you have, I want to ask you a question. And this is step three. So number two is explain. Number three is ask the magic question. So I kind of transitioned to now that we understand, you understand the various options that are there for you, the question I want to ask you is the who. Who is this coverage for? Who is it that you're looking to protect? Who is it that you're concerned about leaving behind with the burden of taking care of your final arrangements? Now, this is very important, guys. This is, again, step three is asking that magic question, because this is getting them to tell you why they want to get the coverage from you, period, why they want to get the coverage. And so you need to get an answer from this before you move on. It's very important. You may have to rephrase it, but at the end of the day, there is a person. You would not be sitting down in their living room or at that kitchen table with this person if there was not someone they were concerned about. If I'm a hermit, I live alone, I have no family members, I could care less about final expense, and I certainly would go through the process of going online, or I certainly go through the process of talking to someone, now letting someone in my home, if there was not someone I was concerned about. So it's important you get answers to this question. Oh, well, and let's just say, you know, it's my daughter, Judy. She's you know, she's got three kids, she's a single mom, and, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want to worry about her having to figure out how to pay for my funeral. You know, she's got enough on her plate. So I just want to get this thing over and done with, and it's not something I have to worry about. Okay, so you get that. And then number four is you get the soft commitment, guys, okay? And by that, I mean, once I get that answer, okay, daughter Judy, okay, great. Listen, Mrs. Smith, that's what I'm here for. Okay, I'm here for two reasons. Number one, I'm here to make sure that Judy is not left with the burden of having to figure out how to pay for your final expenses. And I know at a time when you've lost your dearest loved one, the last thing you want to be worried about is the financial aspect of those final arrangements. But I'm also here for you as well, to make sure you're not burdened with premiums that are not affordable while you're still here. Because you and I can both agree that this coverage only works if it's in place when the time is needed, right? Get an agreement there? Yes. Okay. So what I'm going to do for you today, Mrs. Smith, is I'm going to go through all the final expense platforms out there. I'm going to ask you a few questions, figure out the best final expense program that you qualify for, and then we're going to tailor that to fit your budget, okay? And you wait for an answer. Now, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, okay. And that's getting a soft commitment. So basically what you've just said to this person, this is sort of very non-confrontational, not in your face, but and it kind of puts people at ease. It's just, hey, listen, you just lift their burden, because I was worried about how we're going to get this done, and I've taken away the objection of, well, I want to shop around because I'm going to do that for you. I've taken away the objection of, can I afford it? Because 9 times out of 10, if you're sitting here, I want it, right? I've pulled into your drive-thru. The problem is, I don't know what I can afford. So I may have to get something off the dollar menu, but that's okay. But I'm not going to leave hungry. Okay. I'm switching back and forth with analogies here, guys, but hopefully you're following along with me. At the end of the day, when you get that soft commitment, you're basically, at this point, it's all downhill. They've now said to you, well, as long as you, BJ, as long as you can find something I can afford, then let's get this thing done. Let's get it over and done with. So get the soft commitment, guys. And so if you get any objections, they would be here. Again, if you've done this properly, 90% of the time, there'll be no objections, right? The best way to overcome an objection is to not have them, and that's to cover what you would have beforehand. So this is what this process does. But you get the soft commitment, and then from that point, number five, get the health questions. So you go through, you ask them health questions. Number six is you offer them options. So great, Mrs. Smith, you qualify for the Royal Neighbors final expense plan. This one's great because this is actually what my mom has. Now, I use this in every home because there's literally every carrier that I have in my bag, I have a family member who has a policy with that carrier. So that's also a little nugget there, if you will. It's important to cover your own friends and family. I just recently, within the last month, had to file a claim with AmeriCo for a family member. So, again, if you believe in something, it's important that you have it yourself and that you take care of the ones that you love. So, and this allows you to be able to honestly give testimony to your clients. So, great, Mrs. Smith, you qualify for the Royal Neighbors plan. This is a great company. This is one actually my mom has. So, I've worked out the three best options. You know, based on what you're telling me, okay? Now, understand, with at your age, you can qualify to get up to $25,000. But what I've worked out here is the most popular options for your age, okay? So for $5,000, it's, you know, $31.19. For $10,000, it's $51.19. And for $15,000, it's $73.42. Now, in looking at these options, which one works best for you and your budget? And you wait for an answer. Use this options close, guys, again, because at this point, we already know that they want to get the coverage. They've already committed to getting the coverage as long as they can find something to afford. So now we're just showing them the options and seeing which one that they can afford. And then once they choose one, guys, and of course, obviously, you want to, you know, once they choose one, at that point, number seven is, closing statement. Okay, great. I just need to see your driver's license and your medications, okay? Let me start explaining them the process of how you're going to get them coverage. Okay, so and I know we're kind of getting short on time here, but so understand, guys, I'm going to run through this quick seven steps one more time, okay? Warm up, okay? Two, explain final expense. Three, ask the magic question, which is the who. Four, then you use that to be able to get the soft commitment. Explain what it is that you're going to do to them, okay? So it takes down the defenses, and you guys are now working on a problem, working on a solution to their problem side by side. And then fifth, health questions, because they've already made the soft commitment. Offer them the options, and then make your closing statement once they've made a choice, guys. And literally, I've sat down and done this in thousands of homes, and if you're at the kitchen table, this will result in an application 9 times out of 10, guys. And so I would say to this takeaways. Number one, confidence and understanding. They've pulled up to your speaker. You don't need to ask them if they're hungry. You need to walk them through their menu options, how to get to the first window, how to get to the second window, and on to what it is that they're asked for. Okay. Number one, make sure that you – or number two, make sure you get the a soft commitment before you talk about price, guys. So And number three is understand that you're walking them through a process. A little caveat side note here. I'm going with the carrier that you're primarily going to sell. So if it is, in this case for me, it would be Royal Neighbors. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to offer Royal Neighbors. If they don't qualify based on my health questions, then I shift to United Home Life. They never seen this. It's seamless. It's a transition that they have no idea that's happening. So I ask them the health questions. If they tell me, well, gosh, I've got such and such, and it doesn't qualify for my primary product, I can essentially shift to the second carrier, look through that application, see if they qualify, and great, you qualify for this. Because what you don't want to do is tell them what they don't qualify for. Because at that point, we've now become – we're not working on the same team, BJ. You're now telling me what I don't qualify for. I'm feeling judged. I'm feeling I'm not getting able to get the best deal. Now guess what they're going to say? I need to think about it. And I really don't want to think about it because at the end of the day, you are offering the best thing that they qualify for. You don't want to point out the negative, guys. So with that being said, guys, take advantage of – you got 6 days left for the final expense for the Facebook lead special. 6 days left. Take advantage of that ASAP so you can get your leads in and get out there, guys, and start writing business. So with that being said, I know we're reaching the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to wrap it up. But thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you at the top. If you have any problems or questions, give us a call. Take care. Bye-bye.